We expect a great deal from our forests. We expect wood. We expect water. We expect fish. We expect view shapes. We expect them to sequester carbon. And yet, we give very little back so that these forests can continue to deliver the environmental services that we take for granted.
Greg Giusti is a forest advisor for the UC Cooperative Extension on the North Coast, where he has studied the ecosystems of coastal redwood forests, both old growth and the far more extensive areas that have been logged and replanted. What they need most from us humans, he says, is to be left alone for a while, a long while.
Many of the redwood forests today need time. It's a system that is very long-lived, and within the last 160 years, a great percentage of that system from Monterey County to the Oregon border has been transformed from what was an old forest system to a very young forest system. Many of those forests have not yet recovered. We have to remember that a redwood tree lives on a different time scale than humans. You and I think 100 years is a long time. 100 years in a redwood's life is 1/10 or even 1/20 of that organism's lifespan. If you want to put it in animal terms, redwoods are leftover dinosaurs, remnants of what was once a great forest.
So the widespread logging of these forests over the past century and more represents a fast, radical change. And the ongoing efforts to renew those harvested areas, Giusti observes, are something of an experiment, an equally radical attempt to recreate what was lost.
The forest across that 2 million acres was a very stable, long-lived forest where trees replaced themselves one at a time. A tree would fall over, it'd create a gap in the canopy, the sunlight comes through, and a tree would replace itself. The scientific literature estimates that that happened at a rate of about 2.5 trees per acre per century.
In this context, he adds, most current restoration efforts should more accurately be seen as repair work, setting the stage for regeneration over the coming decades. Meanwhile, Giusti is heartened by some recent ownership changes that will protect more of the remaining old-growth redwood forests in our region.
Since 1997, with divestment of Louisiana Pacific, we've seen nearly 100,000 acres be converted from what was formerly corporately owned forest lands to now in the ownership of not-for-profit institutions. And it's still a working landscape, but a very different model for ownership and what the expectations of the land are.
Still, he says, the debate over the fate of Preservation Ranch and other large tracts of forest land is something that needs to be given open public consideration.
Do these forest lands remain in forest lands, or should they be converted to housing tracts, to intensive agriculture, to something else? And that's a big question. As people want to move out into the wildlands, buy a piece of paradise, what is the long-range vision for California and its redwood forests?
In Mendocino County, Giusti points out, county policy specifies that preserving redwood forest represents the highest and best use of those lands. No other county has so far made a similar declaration. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.